You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also streaming online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, and I have a special guest on the phone from the Crystal Falls area to talk about all the things that are happening at the Crystal Theater. I have the manager of the theater, Angie Dahl. Welcome.
Hi, Kurt.
It's good to have you on the phone, and good to talk about what's happening in that neck of the woods. We were just talking before this about the month of June and how it's pretty chock full of things happening at the Crystal Theater. And one in particular that is coming up pretty shortly, Randy Sabin and the Fiddlehead Band is going to be performing Friday, June 1st at 7 p.m. What is one of the things that you are looking forward to the most this coming June at the Crystal Theater, whether it's Randy Sabin or anything else?
Well, as you said, there's several things going on. They're all such different genres and such different ways of seeing some beautiful entertainment and art going on the stage that picking a favorite is really hard to pick. I am very excited about the Woodland Sky Dancers. They're a Native American dance company that does they do theatrical productions of traditional Native dances.
Wow.
And I'm just really excited that the photos that they've sent me and the videos that I've been able to see, it's beautiful music. They will have a drum circle of five drummers in addition to their dancers, and a very accomplished flautist that plays traditional Native American flutes.
Right. And that sounds like quite a treat to have more of a kind of a stage presence as well. I mean, there's already a lot of presence with an event like that, but that's cool that that's kind of a maybe an enhanced version of what some people have seen before in some kind of way.
And their costuming is just out of this world, and so I really expect it to be a visual treat in that way, too. The woman who does their costuming is sought after by groups from around the country to provide their costumes. And what she has done is she's taken very, very traditional methods and meaning, but has just grown them into our current time. So updated materials, updated colors, but still all the meaning and the traditional construction as far as what the beadwork is and how that and how that translates into the stories that they're telling through their music and their dance. And I'm just really excited to see that coming to life on the stage.
Wow. And you said that this event is something that's a little bit different from what maybe you've typically had at the Crystal Theater in the past?
I think it is. I mean, straight up, we haven't had Native American dancers before, so that's a unique genre of its own. It's been a while since we had anything that would be called a dance group there, and this is bringing it all together. They provide their own live music. It's the traditional music, as well as the storytelling of traditional stories through dance. So it's a really unique combination, and I just expect it to be a very energy-filled week.
Great. And when will that be happening? When will that dance be
that
taking place?
That is the 15th. That's Friday the 15th at 7 o'clock.
Okay, great. And I think I'm seeing here that that is one of the GEM events. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about the, it's called the GEM of a Season, correct?
Sure. We have this core group of performances. It's eight shows, each one a unique genre, and they pretty much go through the warm months of the year. This year, Randy Sabin kicks our season off this Friday, which is June 1st, and the last show is in October. But we sell a season ticket to that, and that season ticket serves several purposes. It gets you a really cheap entrance. It gets down your ticket price down to about $12 a show. But more than that, we kind of see that as our community outreach and a time for people to say, hey, we're going to support live performing arts in this community and what, you know, the Crystal Theater is doing. And so it's an upfront way of saying, yeah, we want to make sure there's stuff going on at that theater until October. So So we book in 8 unique shows. Randy Sabine is one of those. That's kind of a jazz folk fusion going on. Then we have the silent movie coming up with a original score being played live on our theater pipe organ.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm kind of a film nut myself, although I haven't seen that Mel Brooks film, but that really piqued my interest too, to be able to see the silent film and then have an actual accompaniment there as well. That sounds really unique, so that piqued my interest.
Yeah, so that's just kind of, and then the Native American dancers, those are the 3 gem events that we have going on in June. So that kind of just gives you a taste of, you know, from one end to the other of the kinds of things that you get through the gem series. And that's our core of what we do during the warm weather months, but we do have other special events going on.
Right. As a part of that gem season, how could folks get tickets for that? Is that through the box office or on the phone?
Sure. The most efficient way to do it is through our website, which is thecrystaltheater.org, and just go to the ticketing portal there. You can buy season tickets there, which obviously will still get you into those 8 shows at a great deal, or you can buy individual event tickets. And all of those events are a little bit of a savings for buying tickets in advance, so people are encouraged to do that. If you're not wanting to do online ticket purchases, we do have some regional outlets in Iron River, Crystal Falls, and Iron Mountain, and that list is available on the website also of local retail outlets that also sell our tickets.
And again, the website is thecrystaltheater.org. You can also click on events to see all the events that are coming up either in the month of June or going a little bit farther out into the summer as well. I know there's also an orchestra concert coming up, as well as there's a performer that's going to be taking advantage of the giant organ that is lodged at the Crystal Theater. So lots of exciting things coming up either as part of the Gem of a Season event series or as part of the regular calendar of events, like you said. And just wanted to mention again, we're speaking with Angie Dahl, who is the manager of the Crystal Theater in Crystal Falls. Angie, is there anything else that you'd like to add in terms of what's coming up or what folks could expect from the Crystal Theater?
I do. I also want to add that we are thrilled that the Pine Mountain Music Festival is making a comeback and coming back to the Crystal Theater. We are on their tour for June.
Yeah.
Alma Flaminka, and thrilled to have them back and being at the Crystal Theater.
Absolutely. And I've been speaking with some of the folks at the Pine Mountain Music Festival as well, and it sounds like the flamenco dancer for that, she's going to be busy because she's also going to be part of the opera, I believe, at the Rosé Center. So she's, I believe, traveling all the way from France to come over to the UP, which is very exciting. So that sounds like something not to be missed as well. The flamenco dance is on the 23rd of June at 7. And that's a different event from the Gem of a Season, right? Is that
it is different, but kind of like there are Pine Mountain Music Fest season tickets that are available that will apply to that, mm-hmm. and you can get the Pine Mountain Music tickets either through their website or we are also selling them through our website.
Awesome. So lots of opportunities to be able to experience that and experience the many things at the Crystal Theater Performing Arts Center in Crystal Falls. And again, I've been speaking with Angie Dahl, the manager at the theater. Did want to mention one more time, Randy Sabine and the Fiddlehead Band is going to be kicking off the Gem of a Season this Friday, June 1st at 7 p.m. So you can head over that way for a great fusion of different kinds of sounds, featuring the cello, the piano, drums and bass, and lots of different genres of music there too. So, Angie, I wanted to thank you so much for getting in contact with us here and talking about what's happening at the Crystal Theater in Crystal Falls.
Thanks, Kurt. We'll see you at the theater.
Sounds great.